The California legislature considered hundreds of bills this week ahead of today's House of Origin deadline. Bills that didn't make it out of the House where they originated are dead for the year. Capital Public Radio's government reporter, Katie Orr, joins us now to give us some of the highlights. Katie, some major bills did make it through. Can you list a few?
Sure. The Senate passed a package of gun legislation, seven bills in total. It does such things as ban the possession of large capacity ammunition magazines. It requires new permits and education for gun owners. It also bans the modifications to certain guns. The Senate also passed its version of a school funding formula, which, unlike Governor Jerry Brown's proposal, does not contain extra money for schools with a majority of low income and non-English speaking students. It passed a bill regulating fracking, which is a highly controversial drilling method used to extract oil and natural gas from the ground. In the assembly, they passed an increase to the minimum wage. It would rise from its current $8 an hour to $9.25 over a three-year period. And the assembly also passed a measure that allows child care workers to unionize, and one that makes it more difficult to suspend school students for willful defiance. So a lot going on there.
Yeah, but there were a few that didn't make it through. Can you name a few of those?
Yeah, in the Senate, a ban on plastic shopping bags failed, and that's notable because Democrats did not agree on the issue, and some thought it would hurt jobs in their districts, and so they ended up voting against it. In the Assembly, there was an effort to regulate medical marijuana that could not get through. They weren't able to get the votes, but Assemblyman Tom Amiano, who sponsored the bill, says he'll keep trying on that. Also, a moratorium on fracking was defeated in the Assembly.
Okay, so what's next for these bills?
So they have to go through the legislative process in the other house now, and if they make it through, they could eventually end up on Governor Jerry Brown's desk.
All right. That's Capital Public Radio's state government reporter, Katie Orr. You'll find all of our state government reporting from Katie and from Ben Adler and from other reporters at Capital Public Radio at capradio.org. I'm Alan Ray, Capital Public Radio News.